You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. $2 trillion was wiped off global stock markets on Friday as investors reacted to the emergence of the Omicron coronavirus variant. Today, some market participants seem to have the sense that Friday was an overreaction, with the Dow up 161 points or 0.5% now. The S&P 500 is up 1%. The NASDAQ is up 1.3% now. Crude oil, after falling 12% in New York, is back up 6% this morning, above $72 a barrel. Let's turn to one of our favorite macroeconomists. Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I mean, big sell-off on Friday, yet a mood shift today. What do you make of this?
Well, part of the Friday move was probably because it was a short trading day, thin markets that tends to amplify any move. So this is a partial rebound, and we really don't know a lot yet. What we have learned is that the economy can continue to function through different variants and degrees of restrictions. It's just a matter of how well and what sort of shape the economy takes.
But it's also about perceptions, how we process. Do we still book that trip? Do we still get tickets to the show?
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of industries that involve social engagement are vulnerable to Omicron, regardless of what we learn about the epidemiology, just from consumers' comfort levels and what we've been through will influence the reaction.
Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.